Blog Talk Radio.
It's a question box, damn it!
Blog Talk Radio.
So dramatic.
Jeff, Karen, Kat, are you ready for this
you
one?
U-C-R-O.
We say and what we want, give it to you non-stop. Any place, any time, not afraid to speak our mind. Let's just go everywhere, we never gonna go. Unstoppable, original, Uncensored Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Karen Ashley, one of your hosts, your co-hosts. You are listening to Uncensored Radio. We have got the most amazing show planned for you today. Katrina Johnson is in the house. How
Hello.
Are you?
Fabulous.
Oh, good. Jeffrey Emmett is in the house also. How are you?
I'm Peachy King.
I was going to say, I think he might have us muted because he's trying to pee. But that's just a guess.
No, I don't.
You don't have us muted? It was like a little delay.
You've got no shame. If you can hear a little drippage, that's what's going down.
You know, I ain't got no shame.
I do know that. I have a little shame, though, because you know what I did and I thought of you today. You know how your back is always bad?
Yeah.
And you're always crippled. Well, pulling a chew, Jeffrey, I had a pulled back today. My neck was all thrown and couldn't move my head. So I send my errand boy to the store. My dad comes back with this heat pack, and it's marvelous. You stick it in the microwave, and then, you know, you put it on your sore spots, and it's just, you know, you put heat right on it, and you feel all better. Well, I thought that I was going to use it, and I was all excited, so I throw my heat pack in my Hello Kitty microwave, and wouldn't you know, I start setting shit on fire.
No!
No joke, I lit the heating pack on fire and the Hello Kitty microwave on fire. No joke.
What did you do wrong? Did you, I mean, I don't understand. It's supposed to be.
I don't know.
I guess the
heat pack was on a plate, and you're not supposed to do that. And next time, don't put your heating pack on a plate in a Hello Kitty microwave.
No.
Yeah, and it's straight caught on fire. And not only is there a hole in the heating pack, my whole house smells like burnt popcorn. But also, the inside of the microwave is torched.
Oh, no.
And there's not any foil in it. And I read the instructions. It said, put in the microwave, not too long. Well, it's only 2 minutes, and the Hello Kitty microwave is not that strong. So I don't know what happened.
When you come to my house again, you are not allowed to use the toaster, the microwave, or anything that has to plug in besides a blender. Okay?
I know. I know. And, like, it's supposed to be idiot-proof. You take the hot pack and put it in the microwave. Like, what's the problem?
Wow.
Yeah.
You got issues.
I know.
I take it back. You don't have issues. You have subscriptions, okay?
What?
You don't have issues. You have subscriptions.
Numerous issues. Thank you.
Right.
That's nice. Thanks.
Right. You've got, like, loads and loads.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's always like
fire.
It's always, like, domestic products that don't work for her. We just need to keep her surrounded in things that work for her, like champagne, men, and,
thank you.
You know, money.
Precisely.
You know, you can't trust her with a phone. You can't fucking trust her with a vehicle. You can't trust her with a pink taco. You can't.
That's true. All
no true. No technology. We need to just face the fact that she is technically challenged, and we need to surround her with money, men, and booze. It is what it is.
I was thinking maybe she just needs to lock herself in her bedroom for a week and not come out.
Well, that wouldn't do us any good to anyone.
Right, then the world would be sad. We need a little kitty in our life. So, But, yeah, you just don't, like, your dad should have bought you the heating pad that you can plug into the wall. Like, it used to be that simple.
Apparently. I am
okay.
Not to be trusted.
I need to move.
Why?
I swear, like, ever since, I don't know, for the last couple of months, I swear this fucking bitch is haunted. So I just came down the stairs, right?
Yeah.
And I look, like, glance in the living room, and it looks like The blanket, the Christmas blanket on the back of the couch, like somebody was underneath it looking out the window. And I look up again, and it's just there on the couch.
Oh, like, that's just crazy.
The hair on the back of my neck is standing up, like, and I have yet to move.
You should shave it off.
Like, I'm fucking scared shitless.
That, like, this is the thing. We stayed in that house, and I didn't get any vibes like that.
I didn't either, but I was drunk.
I usually feel things, you know?
Me too.
So
I was trying to fill up on Fishy, but he wasn't having it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I have not thought there was ghosts in this house the entire time. And in the last couple of months, I just keep getting these weird feelings. Like,
well,
you know,
have you done anything or been in contact with anything or bought anything from like a...
No,
you know
what? It just hit me. It's been since my grandfather died, and I don't even want to think about that.
Oh.
Like, it's fucking me up. Like, I keep seeing somebody in the corner of my eye or somebody's walking down the hallway, like somebody's standing like there. You know what I mean? Like, it's freaky shit that, like, you know, I grew up in a house with ghosts. And it don't bother me, but it's just freaking me out that why all of a sudden now... Why
well,
not?
You know what
like,
I always think? I always think when someone passes away that for a while they're kind of with you. Or you kind of get, like, you kind of freak yourself out. Like, you know, I have a friend who, you know, a distant friend who actually passed away. And I will say for, like, a month I kind of was freaking myself out. And it was just, you know, I think it's just what happened, you know?
Well, you know what? This is what I got to say. Grandpa, if you're fucking around this house, bitch, you got to go. Go fuck with your wife. Go fuck with your son. Because you got to stop messing with me. Unless you're going to help me win the fucking lottery, you got to get the fuck out of my home. You cannot be here. I don't like it. Go somewhere.
You know what? Your mom is in the chat room, and she said, put your glasses on, Jeff. LOL.
I love your mom.
She thinks your ass is just blind and seeing things.
Ask her about the house that we grew up in and how you'd be down in the basement, nobody's home, and you'd hear somebody walking towards the basement door.
Miss Joyce, call in right now, Miss Joyce.
That bitch would run up the stairs. She wouldn't even touch the stairs.
Ooh, I agree. Miss Joyce, call in right now because we need to hear these stories so I can be scared for the rest of the night. My boyfriend, he can't leave me.
Like, I mean, the house that I grew up in was haunted.
Ooh, that's scary. I get
that's
the feeling like that because I believe in that. Like, I mean, it's like I really believe that there, you know, there might be things among us.
I think you all are too sensitive and a little crazy, and you're all about to be haunted by the ghost of
Katrina,
Christmas.
Katrina, I'm telling you, like, everybody that came over, or, like, after my parents moved out
you
when I lived
Jesus.
There. No, my parents said we wouldn't say anything. And people would be like, dude, is this house haunted? I'm like, yep. It's no joke.
How many people told you your house was haunted?
I can't even count that high, girl. I'm telling you, anybody that came and spent any amount of time there would be like, who the hell is just standing in the hallway? Oh, nobody. That's Ethel. I don't know what the hell her name is.
I'll play around.
Nobody would be
home. You know what you need to do? You need to look up the history of your home.
I did.
Look up the
history. I'm not even going to tell you what I found. I'm not even going to tell you.
You better tell us.
Like, they're... People died in the house. There was funerals there.
The house,
like,
house that you used to live in or this house right now?
The house we used to live in.
The haunted house, not this one.
Oh, okay. Okay. Woo.
Yeah, and like I'm telling you, you would be like in that house when you'd walk down the hallway. You'd come in, there'd be the stairs on the one side and then a thin hallway. And then at the end of the hallway, it opens up into the living room. But on the right side, underneath the stairs, you know, where they would be, there's a door to go down to the basement. So you'd be down in the basement. Nobody's home. The door's locked. You know, you're home alone. And you'd all of a sudden hear somebody come down the stairs and then walk down the hallway towards that basement door. And when that happened, you ran. So, I, the ghosts were never mean, but I think they like to mess with you once in a while. And, I mean, I can't tell you how many people that happened to.
They probably like to mess with you because you scream like a bitch.
No, because I was used to it by that point. You know what I mean? Like, I grew up with it, so I didn't think anything was weird about it.
Oh, I would have had to move. I would have had to move. I would have begged my mom that we got to go.
If you're in the basement by yourself at night, you know, doing laundry, and you hear somebody walking down the hallway, you're yelling hello, and nobody's answering, you tend to go up the stairs rather quickly because they can lock you down in the basement, and then you got to go out the window into the neighbor's driveway.
They can lock you in the basement?
Yeah, yeah.
That's hilarious. That is funny. That's rude. You have a bunch of rude asshole ghosts. You could at least have, like, yeah, you could at least have nice little elf ghosts that would put out milk and cookies for you like you were Santa Claus. You had mean asshole ghosts going to lock you in the basement.
Dude, I've
never heard of nice elf ghosts. Katrina, where did you ever hear of nice elf ghosts?
I mean, I don't know. I used to be a nice elf ghost as a kid. That's how I figured out about Santa Claus. I'd leave out Oreo cookies, double stuff with for him with milk, and then I'd wake up in the morning, and I'd end up in the pantry, and I'd find the Oreo cookies, the same ones that I put out for Santa, back in the original Oreo container, wrapped back up. Now, I have OCD. I can tell when I put something somewhere, where it is, and if it's been moved. So if you go through one of my drawers or you go in my purse, I'm going to know because I know where everything is. If you put back four cookies that I removed, I'm going to know which four cookies you took out, and I'm going to remember where that line was that they were empty. And I knew, and that's how I caught my parents parading as Santa.
Wow.
They tried to outsmart the smarty pants. What happened?
Oh, that's how you found out Santa was
real. It's
because
they were cheap. Why wouldn't you let the cookies spoil? Huh? Why couldn't you just throw them away? Had to go kill my fantasies by trying to save three damn Oreos. Really?
Where's
your cheap ass?
Where's your dad? We need to ask him directly. We'll give you some counseling right now.
He's left the house. He must have known.
You know Dr. Taryn was in the house, and I was ready to work this situation out for you.
It was rude. They thought they could out. Oh, you don't even want to know what they did to me with the Tooth Fairy. Those cheap bastards. Do you know what they did one year? The Tooth Fairy left me an IOU.
Oh, no!
And my dad Now, how are you going to give a little kid an IOU, love the Tooth Fairy, in your dad's handwriting? Really?
Whoever's calling Katrina Johnson right now, stop calling her because she's doing a radio show.
Nobody's calling me.
It sounded like there was, call waiting, clicking.
No, not on me, not on my line.
Oh, how funny.
I don't have any friends. Only friend I had was my dad, but since I outed him on the radio, he won't be calling in.
Man. Oh, my gosh. Well, over the Thanksgiving break, the funny thing is my little nephew lost his tooth, and I had to do the Tooth Fairy because my sister wasn't there. So I was, so excited. It was the most amazing.
But I bet you weren't a cheap bastard and gave him money, not an IOU.
Right, we gave him money and we slid it under his little pillow when they were asleep. I had to wait for both nephews to go to sleep because I was like, okay, if one sees me do it, then it was such pressure. But yep, slid it under there. He was very excited.
Mm-hmm.
Wow,
saying.
IOU. That's just wrong.
They did me dirty as a kid. That's why I have issues now. That's got to be it.
Oh, I know.
All the trickery.
At least where it started.
I'm saying, thank you. At least that's where it started. So if I'm sneaky now, you know why.
Mm-hmm. See? And her lack of trust started when the trust of Santa and the Tooth Fairy were broken.
Blew up in my face.
Blew up. Oh, man, that is
crazy. It was rude.
Well, you know what? I am glad you're back tonight because we were going to start a subject and we just never got around to it because we were on a crazy roll all night.
I like that.
We were just basically on a roll and never quite got to our subject. Jeffrey, did you want to introduce the subject tonight? Where's Jeffrey? He must be in the screening room. Well, I'll introduce the subject tonight because I feel like you probably will have something that can relate to this, Miss Katrina. We were talking about the worst and the best Christmas gift. And I know you've got a worst. I'm sure of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So why don't you tell the audience your worst Christmas gift?
Okay. I have to say that my mother is responsible for the worst Christmas gifts for my entire family. And, like, you know, growing up, you always want to be the cool kid. And you always want to have, like, the cool parties. Like, I remember I used to love going over to my friend Debbie's house because her parents bought the expensive Ziploc baggies. So when they made us a lunch for school, it always had, like, the good kid food in it, like, yummy. And my parents used the cheapy Ziploc baggies that didn't zip, like the sandwich bag types that fold over, and then your sandwich falls out in your bag and gets everywhere. Well, that's how, you know, my parents were like the discount shoppers. So it was like that with Christmas, too. And my mom was a nurse, and then later on she was a doctor. But while she was a nurse, she would buy everybody in our family medical supplies. Okay. Yes, what? My mom would buy all the kids included freaking medical supplies, okay? So, that being said, I'm
one of the foster mom.
Yeah.
This bitch thinks she's handy now and she can press a clip.
Okay. Well, listen.
One of the foster mom.
If you wondered how I learned how to pop pills, this is where it comes from. I'm only half kidding.
Lord.
Only half kidding. Only half, that was a joke. Okay, fine. Anyway,
that was a joke.
But my parents, yeah, mom gave medical supplies. All of my cousins were heavily into martial arts, and we all qualified for the Olympics, and everybody was into judo and wrestling and all that stuff. Well, that being said, my mother would put as stocking stuffers for all of the kids, and I'm saying there were 20 of us, me and my cousins. She would give us all athlete's foot powder. And
y'all had some problems that y'all weren't ready to discuss.
You know, I mean, but that's kind of a rude gift. Are you assuming I've got fungus? Like, really?
I'm just making an assumption.
Really, Mom? Come on, man. You got to give me a present that says, here, handle your fungus. It was so rude. And
that's the gift that keeps on giving.
It's dirty and wrong and stinky. That powder stinks, okay?
Oh.
And it stinks. She gave us stink foot powder and this cream that you put on that's like also some sort of weird-ass antifungal, prevents ringworm and all kind of weird stuff.
I'm gonna
no joke.
Up.
My mom gave us rude presents for fungus.
Uh-oh.
Those are the worst Christmas presents. Good luck, y'all, trying to beat me. Go ahead.
Who is on the line? Because it sounds like we need there's a
interference. Hello?
Hello. You can all hear me now?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we can hear you. We can hear you.
Okay, this is Sonia. I prefer my name as Jeffrey's crazy cat lady name.
What's up, crazy cat lady? How's the burka?
Well, you know, it still fits. I haven't put on weight, you know, things that my jaw's broke, can't eat a lot, you know, so it's still good.
Well, that's
but
good.
I buzzed in when you were talking about the IOU.
Yes.
Tooth fairy. Okay,
yes.
My birthday is the 4th of July. I moved out of Idaho the day after my birthday, which was July 3rd. Excuse me, last my brother's birthday. Mine is December 3rd. And so the first 4th of July I had in Boston, I went to the Boston Pops, you know, on the Charles River at the Hatch Hill, and I was saying, this is because it's my mommy's birthday, because her birthday is the 4th of July. It was great. My mother's the most special person in the world. Look, they're giving her all this fireworks and everything. About 2 years later, I'm looking over this hill, and we're looking over the Charles River, and I'm like, it's my mommy's birthday. That's why they're doing it. And this son of a bitch says to me, it's the 4th of July because we fought the British people, and it's the Day of Independence. It's not because it's your mommy's birthday. I hate that man.
What a dick.
I thought it was because it was my mother's birthday, and she was special.
She was special. That's so rude.
Yeah.
Who says that? Even to a kid. What a dick.
That killed me. I hate that man.
Wow.
And if I ever see him, I'd probably smack him today and tell the judge, oops.
No, what you should do is put on your burka outfit, sneak into his house, and tell him you're haunting him for being a bad person.
I'm afraid by the time I got from my house to his house in a burka, I would die.
This cowardly bitch wouldn't wear it. I wanted her to wear it for Halloween and go trick-or-treating and give me some candy, and she wouldn't do it.
No.
Well, she'd give it to you, but you probably wouldn't fit.
No, there's too much unrest. I'm not putting a target on my back. I don't have body armor.
That's
that was
funny.
Bitch, you got phone books.
Yeah, then I'd look overweight. I ain't going there.
thank you so much, Crazy Kelly. You always call me.
Always
the best
a pleasure.
Good night.
Should have asked her her worst gift. I bet she had a good one. Oh, well, who's that? We're popular.
Well, wait, do you want to ask her what her worst gift was? Or
is
you
she still on?
On?
Well,
yeah.
Well, we got somebody else on. Let's take them and then we'll ask her in a second.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, it's Brianna.
Oh, hi, Brianna. So what was your worst gift?
Are we just doing worst gifts or
we can
do
best
like
gift?
Well, my best gift I got early before Christmas because I was adopted by Blake.
So now you're just showing off.
So now I'm sister. So that was the best present.
That's precious. Your brother is handsome, and he's got a gorgeous girlfriend.
I can't think of any bad gifts I've got. So I thought I'd go with the best gift.
Yeah, that was definitely the best.
Yeah. Round of applause to you. Well, thank you for calling, Bree, as always. It's always a pleasure.
Fantastic. All right. So, do we want – hang on. All right, hold on. Cat lady, what's your worst gift you ever got? Go ahead, come on.
You talking to me now?
Yeah, we're talking to you.
Okay, I'll tell you my worst gift. It was in D.C. Picture this. I'm 19 years old. I live in D.C. I'm like in a throes of life because it's just wonderful. I'm making more money than I can spend, and I asked for a backgammon game. Well, everybody gives me lingerie. That was for my girlfriend. And I'm like, okay, now I want a backgammon gift with ivory stones. Go ahead, go find that. And they didn't. And I didn't get a birthday gift, I mean a Christmas present gift. And
you're trying to kill Babar so you could play a game. That's rude.
and I'm a good backgammon player. I've been banned from several places because they think I'm hustling them. But anyway, I didn't get a backgammon board again.
What did you get?
Gave me gifts that worked for my girlfriend. I'm like, screw you. That's 2 years in a row. And I'm like, seriously, I want a backgammon board. And I want ivory stones. And I know they're illegal, so go figure it out.
Only you, bitch.
Go hunt that shit down in Africa, bring it back to me, and let me play connect the dots on it. Is that basically how that went?
Well, no. They finally got me a backgammon board. But then I heard the next year, and seeing that it was 2 years in a row, I got bad gifts. The fourth year after the third year, I was not kidding. So it took them phone calls, and they had to drive to Pennsylvania to find me a backgammon board, made of leather with beautiful stones, not made of ivory, but beautiful stones. I finally got the good birthday present. But for 3 years in a row, everybody ignored me, and I was mad. I finally got my wedding.
Aww.
Yeah, bad.
You
I
are
mean, something. Off.
All right. Well, thank you for your backgammon thing, bitch. You know what's real funny is I've known this bitch for years now, and not once has this bitch ever asked to play backgammon with me. So I don't really know what the deal is.
She doesn't like you. But she just doesn't like you. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you had a bad gift, please call in. We need to know your story because I know everybody at some point had a bad gift. Now, Jeff, you never told us what your bad gift was.
I can't tell you.
You got to tell us.
Why?
Your mom's on the line. Better tell us.
That's right. No.
Mama Emmett, close your ears. Tell us.
Close your ears, Mama Emmett. You must speak the truth.
I'm trying to remember. I can't. I don't know. I can't even remember.
This is some bullshit. I don't have time for it. Just tell us your bad gifts.
No, well, okay, 1 year, I don't even think it was that long ago, I had relatives give me a watch.
What kind of watch? Was it the kind of watch in Pulp Fiction that your uncle had keistered for 7 years during a war?
No, it was like probably a $5 watch.
Oh.
Oh, like kind of, you know, plastic watch?
No, it was like a metal one, but like, I'm like, okay.
Was it like the kind you get in a Happy Meal?
Yeah, pretty much. No, I think it was one out of a vending machine. What the fuck? Like, I've never worn a watch except when I was a little kid. Like, why? Why? Do you not know me at all?
They're
Hello?
Trying to say stop being late with your lazy ass.
I wasn't lazy. It would make more sense for them to get me, like, condoms. Like, not a fucking watch. Are you kidding?
Wow. I wouldn't know a family member to give me condoms.
Well, you've had family members.
We've established
you
your family's much cooler than mine.
I was going to say, Jeffrey's family has become your family, and as I recall, they gave you condoms.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Good
well,
time.
I'll be back. I see we've got some new numbers on the line, so I'm going to go find out who they are. So, y'all
yes.
have fun.
Okay, so tell us, Katrina, because I know, like, in my family, it's a huge family tradition. Like, we all get together. It's really Christmas Eve. Like, Christmas Eve is, like, the big day. And, mm-hmm. you know, my mom will cook food. And then midnight hits, and we're you know, opening presents. Like, we don't even
That's exactly what we do. We do church first.
Yeah.
And, like, it's like a candle lighting ceremony, kind of late, I want to say, like, around 11. And then we mm-hmm. get home for midnight presents.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so that's the thing.
But, yeah, pretty much same thing. Yep.
Okay.
And before that, we have a big old potluck with all my favorite food with the family. Now that I'm living in Vegas, I kind of just try and do the same thing, but for all of my friends that I call orphans, you know, the ones mm-hmm. that don't have family here around. So I've carried on the tradition, and I just do that now here.
Very cool, very cool. You know what? I think we've got somebody on the line. You want to hold on 1 second. Let me see who this is. Who is it?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Uncensored Radio. Who is this?
This is Johnny.
Oh,
hi, Johnny.
Hi, girls. How are you guys?
Fabulous.
Wonderful. How are you?
I just wanted to talk about the worst gift I've ever gotten. It wasn't
yes,
for Christmas,
please.
But it was for my birthday.
Okay.
That's cool.
So basically, I just watched you. At the time, I was just starting graduate school. You know, I wanted to get on the right track. So what I wanted was an iPad because it, mm-hmm. it would be a lot easier for me to travel around and do schoolwork and do research with that as opposed to carrying around this big laptop. And I always mm-hmm. I was dropping a lot of hints. I mean, my mom knew, my dad knew what I wanted. And then we went down to Virginia for my family reunion. We went to Mount Vernon. And then the weekend of my birthday, I came back. I was out. My mom's like, oh, you got a package from Mount Vernon. I was like, I don't remember buying anything. So I come
mm-hmm.
home, I open up the box, and it's a bust of George Washington.
What?
And my father was like, oh, yeah, I know you like, because I was a history major in my undergrad, but he's like, oh, yeah, I know you love history, so I just thought you'd like that.
Oh, no.
So I kind of wanted, for a while, I thought I'd be really, like, spiteful and like, passive-aggressive and carry around the bus and tape, like, headphones to it. Oh, wait, I can't listen to music because I have a bus. You know, it would be easier if I had something like an iPad. But I decided to be nicer. But, yeah, that was the worst gift I've ever gotten.
That is so wrong on so many levels because I don't know anyone who would want that. Like, even the biggest history buff doesn't want that.
But
that's hilarious.
It's like I'm 90 years old. Like, I don't know any people my age who would want a bus. Like,
I have one.
Like,
I have my own.
Of who?
Well, that's different, though.
I have my head.
That's like a collector's item. Yeah.
I have my head from when I played Ross Perot, but it's weird and creepy because it's not painted and it's bald. So it's
what?
Creepy.
This is when she was like 10 or 12 years old. On all
yeah,
that.
Because they would make a mold of my face and then they could make prosthetics off the mold of my face. So they would use it like, you know, when you go to the dentist and they take a mold of your teeth and then they make you a retainer or whatever. Well, they did that with this mold of my head, and then afterwards they gave it to me. So I have this ugly thing of my head with no hair, and it's not painted, and it's really creepy.
Yeah, that's freaking creepy. Thank you so much, Kyle, for coming in. Crazy. Oh, my God.
That was Johnny.
That was Johnny. Got it. Thank you, Johnny. I'm sorry. I'm sitting here looking at the next person. So,
yeah, but see, this shit ain't easy, is it, motherfucker?
It is not easy. I am trying for the first time, guys. If I seem like a little, like, off my rocker tonight, it's because I have the show on. I'm trying to help Jeffrey do, like, sound effects, help him bring in the calls. And, like, people keep calling me, and they know from 6 to 7 this is when I do the show. And it's, like, insanely crazy right now, and I can't even read the damn screen. So, Johnny, thank you for telling us your worst gift, because that was freaking funny.
I got another weird gift that I just shared in the chat room that I haven't told you guys about yet.
What?
I gave a really weird gift last year to my dad.
What?
I gave him 3 goats, 5 ducks, and 2 chickens.
What?
Are you smoking weed again?
I don't smoke. I was like, Dad, what do you want? And he's like, oh, you know, I want a goat. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, you know, like a goat. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? I was like, absolutely not. You could barely even take care of my poodle. You cannot have a goat. He goes, no, actually, I want 3 goats. I was like, what the hell are you talking about? And at this point, I'm thinking you're going to get a one-way ticket to the loony bin if you keep this up. I'm not giving my parents a farm animal or farm animals or livestock for Christmas. And then he's like, yeah, it's a really good cause, whatever. I'm like, oh, I get it, okay. And then he hands me this pamphlet, and it's like, you know, a church thing, and you give a family in need this bundle of livestock, and then they can sustain for like a year. I'm like, okay, fine, that makes sense. Like, you give them goats and ducks and chickens, and then they can like have milk, they can have eggs, they can eat it, they can whatever. I'm like, okay, fine. But that still sounds really weird because everybody's asking me, what'd you get your dad? And I'm like, goats. But the goats were better than the jock itch cream that my mom used to give me.
Yeah, your mom, wow. Man.
She's special.
Well, okay, exactly, very special. So, Jeffrey, I know you are like the ultimate, you got like 8 Christmas trees in your house. You cook, like, ridiculous amounts of food for the holidays. What are some of Jeffrey Emmett's, you know, holiday traditions? Because I know you have probably 1,000 traditions that your family does.
What is this, the fucking magic night that we're all getting beeps during the show?
I don't know. Like, why are people calling, right? It's such a crazy, night. I'm like, I'm doing the show. Leave me alone.
Seriously, like, go fuck a duck, people. Like, hello, I'm on air.
That's not one of the ones I gave my dad, because that's rude.
Yeah.
I paid for those.
Right. So what are some of the traditions, Jeffrey, in your household for the holidays? You and your Christmas tree.
My crazy-ass mother, God love her, makes us all wear Santa hats.
What's wrong with that?
None. Girl, I don't know. We don't really. Mom, you're in the chat room. What the fuck we do for Christmas?
Really?
I don't know.
Last year I had a bunch of people over, and I made everybody wear a hat. And if they didn't have one, I provided them with one. So I turned my dad into an elf. Ears. I turned someone else, my friend Dan, he's a 7-foot-tall black guy, and he's got a giant afro. I made him wear a yarmulke, just because it was funny, because it wouldn't fit over his fro.
So you made him wear a yarmulke?
Yeah, it's a holiday hat.
No, but yeah, if you're Jewish.
Hey, Hey, it's the holiday season. If I had a Kwanzaa hat, I'd have put somebody in that too, but I don't know what their headwear looks like.
Oh, my God.
What?
You are just a mess.
What's the problem?
She's like, if I had a Kwanzaa hat, I'd have put him in it.
Yeah, I just don't know what that looks like, or, you know. Yes, thank you, Heather Ray. Look it up and let me know.
Uh-oh. They said Karen was echoing, so I had to, like,
Karen, do you hear this, bitch? She wanted to put somebody in a Kwanzaa hat.
What's wrong with that?
Katrina.
Katrina wants to put somebody in a Kwanzaa hat?
Yes, I
hat.
Made everybody wear holiday hats, and some people got turned into reindeer, some people got turned into elves, somebody had to wear a yarmulke, and if I had a Kwanzaa hat, I'd put somebody in that, but I don't know what they look like.
Right. You know, Katrina, now you're echoing, so let's reconnect you. Your Kwanzaa hat. I'll have to find you one, and I'll send it to you, Katrina.
Thank you.
This is wrong.
I just don't even know what to say with you guys right now.
Well, if you can't beat them, join them.
A Kwanzaa hat?
There are hats. There are Kwanzaa hats. There are people who have, I'm going to go online right now and find Kwanzaa attire.
I love that my mother just posted, my husband gave me an electronic beaters for Christmas. He's lucky I didn't beat him to death with them. My mother does not do household appliances for Christmas, where I am like the exact opposite, where I'm like, bitch, you want to buy me some beaters? Come on, bring me some beaters. How about a vacuum cleaner? I love me a vacuum cleaner for Christmas.
That is funny. No, see, I would love that kind of stuff. Like, I personally love, like, I've been asking for one of those blenders, you know, one of those mixers, I mean. You know, like the KitchenAid, the really fancy one? Mm-hmm, that's what I want.
See, I hear you. My mother's like, no.
Really? Yeah, see, I think that's great. I like practical gifts. I totally
not
like
my
practical
mother.
Gifts.
Oh, no.
No, why she not? Is,
she's not the one.
Oh, how funny. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, I get it. I mean, I think sometimes when you think practical gifts, it's almost like, you know, it's like no thought. It's like a gift card. It almost just kills it, you know? Oh, she said not from my husband. She doesn't want it from her husband. She wants him to get her probably something a little bit more sentimental.
Now, look, here's
like,
the thing. As long as you know I want a vacuum, I'm okay. But now if somebody went and bought me a vacuum cleaner and I didn't know about it, I might be pissed.
Yes.
Hey. Will you unmute me?
You're unmuted.
Oh.
I realized, I looked over at the computer, and I realized we forgot to unmute you, which made me just kind of giggle.
Did you guys see what Heather Ray put in the chat room when she typed in Kwanzaa hat?
No.
It's brilliant. It's this guy, and he's wearing a banana hammock and a matching little cap. And that is what I am going to make all of my guests wear. From now on, and they come on,
I don't understand what just happened.
I don't know. It's like, do you guys hear an echo?
No.
Yes.
I don't. I do. And so does Jennifer Mulholland. A lot of people hearing the echo.
Well,
we're trying to figure out the technical difficulties.
This just sucks. Happy fucking holidays. I quit.
Do you hear the echo now, people? Do you hear the echo? Yeah, it's still bad. I muted Katrina. I thought it was Katrina.
But hang on.
Hi.
There you are, Katrina. Are you back?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry. I was just doing a little test. I'll be right back. Excuse me with the technical difficulties. Oh, wait. You know, Jeffrey's gone, too. I don't know where he went. Oh, there he is.
No, I muted myself to see if I was the echo because I don't hear one.
Katrina, say something.
Something, Kwanzaa junk in my house at my Christmas party, a banana hammock, and crickets.
Merry Christmas. Okay, this is just craziness. So, Katrina, how's your love life going? Anything new?
No.
Did you ask Santa for a man under the tree this year? That's
what
we're all dying to know.
You know what I'm going to do tonight? I probably shouldn't be telling you this. I am going to go to Gilly's on the strip, and I'm going to mud wrestle my girlfriend.
Are you getting paid?
Yes.
Oh, well, hey.
And chocolate pudding. So I figure if I don't have a man to go with me there, I'll meet one there. That's for sure, right?
Probably.
Exactly.
I'm trying to figure out. Karen left again. I don't know if she's here. She's
no, I'm
gone.
Here. I'm back.
Oh.
I'm trying to fix the technical difficulty, so I don't know where it's coming from, guys. So sorry.
Well, this is just a barrel of fun. Can I just tell you?
I'll send you a picture from the mud wrestling tonight.
I just don't even know how to save this right
That's
now.
That's how I celebrate Christmas.
I'm traumatized.
I know.
I tried
well,
to
this is your topic.
Oh, bitch, you're going to throw me under the bus like that.
Yeah.
I ain't the thing.
Yeah, this was. This was your topic.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about
Let's
you
talk
and
about
me.
Me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that
make me. Let's talk Wait. About sex. Now we owe Salt and Pepper like fucking $30.
Well, that's your fault.
Well, you know, I stumbled across some interesting shit today.
Mm-hmm.
Or the doorbell.
That's Salt and Pepper calling to collect. Dadgummit.
Hello?
Who is it?
Hello? Christopher from Florida. Hello?
Oh,
well Christopher. Hey. You get nothing. Sorry. Goodbye. You're getting coal in your stocking.
Oh.
Okay, so tell your story, Jeffrey. Go ahead.
Now I lost track. I don't really remember.
Oh, Lord.
I think it was going to be about food because you were talking about salt and pepper.
Oh, no. Oh. Hello? Como esta? Wow,
hey, guys. It's Jennifer. How are you guys doing tonight? I'm happy as can be, and I'm still laughing of the name that Katrina gave me last night.
What name did she give you last night? Was I drunk? I don't remember this.
That wasn't Katrina. That was LaToya. Katrina was sick last night.
Well, I think LaToya.
She was juicy.
Yes.
I'll take the credit. What was the name?
LaToya called me juicy right off the bat, and I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Because she said Jennifer, and she thought she said juicy, and she's like, hold up, your name is juicy? And then she goes, no, this is Jennifer. And then I was like, oh, no, I like juicy better. Let's go with juicy.
That can
Where
be your stripper name
for
sure.
Yeah,
so, so it's official. You guys have gave me a nickname.
Yay. And do you love it?
Well, all right,
I
Juicy.
Love it.
What the hell was your worst gift? Let us know, sister. We're dying.
Well, just a long day of work, getting ready for Christmas and, you know, getting ready to have so much fun with the family and all that stuff, you know.
Well, no, girl, but what the hell was your worst gift? That's what I need to know.
Oh, God. My worst gift for Christmas. Oh, my goodness. I really don't have a bad gift, but,
Well, if you have to brag, then tell us your best gift. What's your best gift?
Okay. I would say a $25 gift card to Starbucks.
That's your best gift? Girl.
Hey, I can't turn down
maybe
coffee.
Maybe she really likes coffee, Jeffrey.
Well, yeah, I guess that could be so.
Don't be hitting the
Okay. We ain't hating. You just ignore him. So go ahead, and that's a fabulous gift. And so did you use it all in one setting, or did you, like, spread it out over, like, a month?
Well, I kind of went back and forth with it. I would spend it one time, and then I would spend it again. I would spend it twice.
Okay. Awesome.
So you spend $12.50 each Starbucks visit.
Yes.
Did you buy coffee for, like, the whole gym?
No, usually it's like if I would go to Starbucks with a gift card, it would be, like, with me and my friends.
Oh, okay. So you bought them coffee. That's very generous of you.
Yeah, we kind of feed off of each other, so we buy each other gifts and have fun.
Okay, well, you have a Merry Christmas, and thank you so much for calling, Juicy. See?
Okay.
It's great.
Well, I think I may have some Kwanzaa answers, because I just looked up global traditions for the holidays. It's 10 holiday traditions across the world, in fact. And Kwanzaa in the U.S. just happens to be one of them. Would you like to know about it? I'll tell you about it.
Yes.
No, I don't want to know about it. I want you to look at the picture that Heather Ray posted in the chat room.
Look at it.
And I want you to tell me that you wouldn't have people wear that to your house.
Oh, dear. Okay, well, in a second. So it says, Kwanzaa is a week-long celebration honoring African-American culture. It was first celebrated in 1966. And is one of the fastest-growing holidays. A Kwanzaa celebration often includes singing, drumming, and a selection of readings such as the African Pledge or parts of African history.
Well, thanks, Jeffrey. That's so informative.
Yeah, and the rest of this shit, I can't. It's from all across the world, but the names of whatever the hell they're celebrating, I can't even say. So I'm just going to scratch that. No, I
try
no,
it.
I really.
Come on. Come on.
Yeah. Okay. It's Omisoka in Japan. Omisaka? Omisoko? Omisuka? I don't know. In Japan.
Tusami?
In Japan, Tusami or New Year's Eve is the second most holiday of the year. It's the start of the new beginning. Japanese family gather for late dinner around 11 p.m. and at midnight many visitors take to a shrine or temple. What? In many cases, there's a bell that is struck 108 times, symbolizing desires believed to cause human suffering. What the fuck? I don't know. I ain't trying to visit Japan. Whatever the fuck that is during the year, no thanks. You know, but speaking of New Year's Eve, oh, dear. My mother just texted me, your father is throwing up in the bathroom. It sounds like wild animals are in the house. Thanks, Beth.
Is it a lion or a llama? Ask her that.
She's probably going to kill me for reading that on air.
That's awesome. I need more stuff like that.
Right. Yeah, so if you are out there and you have a horrible, will you tell us about your sickness, Missy? You texted me about some sickness you had the other day when we were doing our serious show. If you have a horrible sickness story, please call us with it to gross us out.
Okay, this story is not for the light of heart. I'm just going to tell you straight up. As I was puking exorcist style, I pulled a Charlotte, and I may have pulled a Charlotte in my pink Hello Kitty pants.
Oh!
I'll let you decode that however you like.
Oh, my God.
Here on Uncensored Radio, the train wreck that is the show before. Oh, Lord.
You asked.
I didn't volunteer.
You asked.
Well, I mean, I guess that's better than her telling us she got toxic shock. I mean.
Yeah, I'm not dirty. I was just sick. It's not my fault. There's a difference.
I didn't think you would actually share it.
Listen, bitches, you said tell me how gross it was. So, I told you how gross it was.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my
okay,
God.
Okay, so I have a real question. Truly, like, I've been pondering this for days. Oh, wait, I actually wrote notes the other day, so I probably should look at them. Okay, so you know how the world's supposed to end on Friday? I've been thinking about this. And I'm just wondering, like, what time zone in particular is when it's going to end?
Is it all going to go kaput?
Yeah, like, I need to know. Like, is it going to be, like, is it going to go in accordance to the time zone? Like, if China blows up, do we know it's, you know, like, we need to, like, bury ourselves in the backyard?
No.
Like, you know
because
what I mean? Like,
probably
is China
afraid
gonna,
of the
like,
dark.
Is it going to go in order of the time? I'm a little concerned. Like, am I going to be dead before y'all because y'all 3 hours behind me, so I'm going to die first?
Ew.
Like, that's a problem. And then, now, I heard that the calendar does not do leap years, so I'm not for certain. Leap year would mean there's an extra day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I don't know how many years, what's been like 500 years or 1,500 or a whole bunch of years since the Mayan things. So that means there's like, what, every 4 years there's an extra year. So that would have meant that the actual December 21st in the Mayan world would have been like a whole bunch of days ago, and we survived, right?
Right.
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 So if the world ends over here in New York, 12 o'clock on Friday, I'll let y'all know.
Right. Well, see, this is
Thanks.
The thing. If the world ends, how are you going to let us know?
Well, I'll send a text out as, like, you know, I'm burning or something.
But this is my thought. Like, is it like, if I wonder if it's like instant, it all just goes. Or is it like East Coast, Central Time Zone, Mountain Time Zone?
That's what I'm saying. It can't all just go at once because not all of us is going to be on Friday.
In that case, right. I'm going to the equator and I'm going to watch the whole thing.
And then, you know, technically I'm sitting here like, wait a minute, don't the Jews go by a whole different calendar? So what
well,
if
none of us go by the Mayan calendar, so I don't, you know, I don't know why.
But I'm saying, like, which one's more correct? Because, like, I can't remember because my Jewish friend told me, like, it's different, and I don't really know. But I'm like, so what if it was the Mayan calendar went with the Jewish times? I mean, it's just so confusing for me. I just don't understand. So...
The only thing that's similar to the Mayans and the Jewish people is that they're smart and short.
And I just need to know, because if we're all going to die at Chinese time, that means,
mm-hmm.
what were they, like 13 hours ahead of us, 12 hours or something?
Right.
You know, that means I'm going to die Thursday at like noon.
I think that really the world ends on Zulu time, so that we're all at the same time and we just kind of implode together.
Well, what is Zulu time?
Zulu time is the world clock, so
well,
that wherever you are
clock?
In the world, it's the same time.
Well,
it's
how
all
is
in.
Wait, no.
We need to have like a really big show on Friday so that we can like count down the ending.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
I'm so
it's
confused.
The end of the world as we know it.
I'm
no?
just really confused.
I'm
what
you
is the world clock? Is there a world clock that no one told me about?
I just told you, bitch. Do you not listen?
Yeah, but I didn't understand.
Look it up. Zulu time.
Yeah, but then what time is it?
That's
it's whatever clock. Time it is right now. It's the same time that it is everywhere in the world.
But it's not because it's like almost 7 year time, but it's almost 10 year, so it can't be.
Right. So if they meet somewhere in the middle at Zulu time, say it's Zulu time 2100 hours.
What the hell is 2100 hours?
That means that that's what time it is everywhere in the world.
I don't understand.
I just can't deal with you,
Jeffrey. If Friday is the day, what are you doing on Thursday?
I'm going to get drunk.
Katrina,
oh, really?
What are
you going to
do today?
Thursday?
Get drunk. So status quo. That was deep.
Actually, I'm going to knock off a few liquor stores, and I'm going to go probably steal iPads and a nice car, and I'm just going to cruise around drinking.
Nice. Will you send me an iPad, a Hello Kitty one?
It lasts like for a day, and then it's all gone. That's what you want to do with your last moment?
Well, what the hell else is there to do? I'm saying if we're going to kick it, I mean, what the fuck? I'm going to get my goodbyes out of the way, and I'm going to go do some crazy shit. Like, if I know
Jeff,
the world's
going to end,
I will...
at.
At that point, I will probably go get in a plane and try to fly that motherfucker myself and then jump out.
Oh, no.
Well, that's a terrible idea.
You need to do that today so that at least you have, like, a couple of days to enjoy the money you steal and the cars you steal. And
well, no, bitch, because only if I'm going to do this shit if I know the world's going in. Because if it's not going in, that's going to be rude as shit, and I'm going to go to prison. And I'm not trying to do that because orange ain't my color.
Because you might run into your ex.
Yeah, because he's back in the hoop now. Well, he sure is.
Thank you.
I keep it real.
Man, that would be so bad. That would be so bad. Can you imagine being in jail? I can't even imagine that. I don't want to.
Can you imagine being in jail with your ex? Like, talk about punishment on top of punishment. Damn.
For real.
Do you know what I had to do to get away from you? Jeez, and now here you are.
I'd be like, please. Please, just give me the death penalty. You'd be like, Jeffrey, you're only in here for 2 months. You're going to get released in 3 days. I don't care. Just kill me, please.
Give me some extra sheets so I can do what I got to do to myself.
Oh, I would slash my own wrist if I had to be in jail with my ex. Yeah.
Especially in the same cell. Could you imagine? Oh, my God.
Well, see, that could happen in your world, but that can't happen in mine. They don't let women and men mix and mingle in jail.
Well,
but if they did,
I'd probably be
back with my ex for the duration of my time in the slammer because, you know, I don't do little crimes, so I'd be there a while. So you might as well have a, you know, rekindling with your ex than have to start out fresh.
Well, wait,
oh,
what
my love,
are we talking about?
To meet new people. Huh?
Yeah, you're going to meet a real quality guy in prison. They'll probably be the same quality you've been meeting on the outside, sister.
Right, so I'd probably rather stick with tried and true.
No, bitch, you might want to pick somebody new. Somebody preferably in prison for murder. They might get you a little further.
Right.
I say that with love. Yeah.
What? No,
if you get
because
the murderer, then you're gonna have protection because you know nobody's gonna mess with you because they're gonna think he's gonna murder them.
I don't think so. With my maluk, either the person will murder me or all of my friends, particularly former co-stars. I'm sure you understand.
Oh, Amanda Bynes.
I wasn't talking about that one. I was talking about the one you want to murder.
Right.
Oh, Elisa?
No!
Oh, he says it on the radio. Whoa.
No, oh, I'm sorry. Did you guys miss that memo that I'm done just pretending?
Yes!
I'm just kidding. I love Elisa. She's a peach. She's a sweetheart. She's got a heart of gold.
We're never going to have friends with him. You know this, Katrina, right?
I guess.
When he doesn't like someone, it's like everything goes to hell.
Hey, fuck you. There's been a lot of people I don't like that I put up with, damn it.
That's true.
Hey, and I didn't tell it to her face. And come on, she's not going to go back and listen to this episode. No, I like
That's
her
good.
Fine. I'm just busting your balls because it's fun to get you two going.
Seconds.
Y'all get a little concerned because you never know what's going to come out my mouth.
I know. I get concerned. Don't you, Katrina?
I just
right,
I figure only the good die young, so Jeffrey's going to be around a long time. So I should just get used to it now.
This bitch.
Yeah,
oh
that
God.
Happened.
I'm trying to
we
go on.
We have 1 minute left. How do we want to end this train wreck of a show? 1 minute.
Oh,
we want to end this train wreck of the show by telling everybody, please invest in Apple products. Send them my way because I need a new phone since mine got stolen. And that's what Ms. Kitty wants for Christmas. And the new Hello Kitty microwave, since I lit mine on fire tonight. You can follow me on Twitter at Katrina A. Johnson, and you can feel free to send all gifts that way. And Ms. Ashley?
Yes.
If anyone wants to.
On Twitter
yes.
at Karen Ashley, and that's K-A-R-A-N, Ashley.
And you can
Mr.
find me at Jeffrey Emmett, E-M-M-E-T-T-E, on Twitter. And don't forget to go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/...